Moncrief on News Talk.
We all have the occasional experience where we've eaten too much junk food. And a new study undertaken in Gibraltar reveals that it's not just humans who have this problem, it happens to monkeys too. And when it does, they eat soil. Sylvain Lamon is an assistant professor in biological anthropology at Cambridge University. Sylvain, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So could you describe for us the process by which these monkeys came to eat dirt and why they do it?
Well, they are like picking small amounts of dirt on the mostly on these outcrops of red clay, which is called terra rossa, quite common across the Mediterranean region. So it's technically as they go, as they are moving, they would just like stop near these outcrops and pick small amounts and ingest them. This is a behavior which is relatively fastly done and not so easy to spot, actually. So that's probably why this has not been really formally reported before.
But they're not just eating the dirt itself. They've evolved this practice. Why have they done that?
Yeah, so they are practicing this behavior this is a behavior which is relatively common across many animals, like eating soil elements. And it's clearly, there's just like two main reasons for it. One is to detoxify, because they are like getting some toxins from their food, or they are getting some upset stomach. So that's one possibility. The other possibility of why they do that is to supplement in minerals. And at which what we found out in Gibraltar, where these macaques interact a lot with people, is that eating the soil seems to have a protective role with regard to the human food they are ingesting, technically.
Yeah.
So they seem to have learned that they can just eat the soil too when they have an upset stomach. That's kind of the idea behind.
Yeah, and this is because, is it tourists are giving a junk food to these macaque monkeys?
Well, it's actually both in both sides. So tourists and visitors can give from time to time junk food to them, for sure, despite it's forbidden and despite there are like signage everywhere. But also the macaques can also take food from them, so they can pilfer food. So it's actually both ways.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem apparent that the macaques have made a connection between having an upset stomach and eating this junk food. And if so, why do they keep eating it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they probably, on the short term, they probably gain enough energy from the junk food that the benefits, technically, of eating this food outweigh the cost of some bad sensation. And we don't really know if all the type of junk food that they eat will cause them some stomach problems. What we find out is that across the population, there's a general association between the rate of soil eating and the food, the junk food intake. So when there is more junk food being consumed by the macaques, we observed more geophagy. But this does not mean that systematically after eating a Mars bar or eating a chocolate, they will go for the soil. We have a few cases where we have seen them eating the soil just after the junk food, but it's a general association. So there could be variation in the type of junk food, but generally the food that they get is high on energy. And so what we can see, for example, we can see individuals that spend hours and hours waiting for an opportunity to get food from people rather than foraging on natural resources.
Yeah. So they'll just wait for people to give them food, and they won't. What would a macaque normally eat?
So these macaques are relatively omnivorous, I would say. So, but their normal diet is mostly composed of wild fruits and seeds, acorns, but also invertebrates, arthropods, leaves and grass. So that's kind of like the normal diet they would get. So when they go for the food of people, they reject anything which is, for example, meat. Okay, so I've seen them stealing sandwiches and they just remove the pieces of salami and take them away. Mm-hmm. And they only eat the bread because bread is made of plant. So they go for the plant-based food, but what they can't control is the amount of sugar, the amount of additives and salt, but also the presence of dairy. What is a bit puzzling is actually that they are really found in ice cream, and ice cream can contain quite a lot of dairy, so milk, technically. Yeah. They have not evolved to digest milk. We humans have evolved to digest milk after weaning. So as an adult, like most of the population in the world, can consume milk. But these primates, they're not supposed to digest that. So that may be one of the cause of the upset stomach against which the soil can act.
Yeah,
so
is it noticeable if these monkeys are overweight? Because, that's the effect it has on humans.
Yeah, actually, they are not overweight. It's more subtle than that. So most of the groups that have heavy contact with people and interactions, they don't show any sign of illness. Actually, they are fairly healthy. And the distribution of the human food among the individuals is quite variable. And so we are like currently quantifying that to see if certain individuals tend to access more to the junk food than others. But we don't necessarily see these signs. There is one group which... it's a bit of a paradox, but they are not in contact with visitors. They are not fed by the tourists, but they live on the garbage landfill, and there they feed on just garbage, technically. And there you can see some individuals which are quite fat.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Sylvain, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Sylvain Lemon there he's a professor in assistant professor in biological anthropology at Cambridge University. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.